Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel, feel. Round and round, that pose she go. That sound to make when she hit the floor. Go boom. I wanna take her to my room. For show, for show.
For show.
So I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL, BNP, king king we fucking money. With you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dash.
Make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain. Make it rain.
Ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man.
Make it rain.
Let go. Let go. Let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do a time. You be cute. LOC. Three burners. Go. Go.
Money ain't a thing.
PKL, PNT, all the ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog, ain't the frame picks, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dash.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
And that's gonna make me dash.
Call in, get your shout out on.
Make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain, 15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah,
yeah.
I wanna see some bad. So what you saying,
girl? Man, sexy bro, ladies everywhere, baby. 168 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get their ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Dolly,
make it rain.
You going ham, bro.
Do your thing. Just do your thing. Yeah, I'm dingo with a lot of pingo. Just wanna mingo. Get on my amigo. I'm talking shit, but you know she's the shit.
Make it rain.
I'ma make it rain.
Yeah.
Make it
rain.
Be count.
Yeah. Let's go. Don't even let me sing. Hold up.
Make it rain.
Hold up.
Make it rain.
Hold up.
Make it rain.
Let go. We up in here, man. Bulldog Cafe. Late Back Sunday Bad Girls Club Edition. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go.
Y'all
for
a nigga made me see in the club. Y'all
thank
God.
So fucked up. The whole world fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid? Get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid. I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, do you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation?
Yes.
Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
Declaration of Independence.
And you know this, and you know, man.
You mentioned there's a message in the bottle, be every message. This is for every DJ who ever made a presence. Representative art form and every essence. Taught you how to party, no dance lessons. Know how to cut a record, no hand gestures. Whoa, it's that heat that they're looking for. All these other rappers that was those I took it wrong. Pay attention, baby, look where they took it on. Everyone in the park is a corner law. Joe DJ, that's my DJ. Whether you're chilling in the club or on the freeway, to make your heart a day, just seem easy. Rest in peace, James J. Be easy.
It was follow this truck, he bustin' the lip. For every drop of blood, he replaced it with gift. So she looked in the mirror and examined it. Was it worth getting hit for the glamorous gift? When he hit it, it would sound like this. With a mother understanding, if it's sick, no matter what the clock goes on, the clock must tick. When they hit it, it would sound like this. No matter what the clock goes on, the clock must tick.
Outside of town, on the wrong side of the track. Outside of town, on the wrong side of the track. I know how sick you felt when we both ready to die. Same old problems, sick of letting bullshit slide. See the same faces, working and clubbing the same places. Dusty shoes, dirty laces. Sick of the white man, top with the total hope. Kids out my head, ain't gonna stand me, let me go. I feel like Bobby Brown when he made his prerogative. Tired of struggle, tired of seeing positives. Tired of selling drugs, I'm all out with the fucking club. Getting a fresh shade, let's change for some goofy love. I'm tired of behaving and not slapping the perpetrators. I'm tired of liars, tired of bitches, tired of player haters. Tired of rappers who started shit last week. Requests on my space, all rapping, no black beats. I'm tired of whisper thinking, tired of being a nice guy. This is what it sounds like, right?
I'm tired of the
sound,
I'm tired of the track.
Tired of thinking what I could have, should have, would have been. Seeing the best things in the hand of the other kid. Like my kids don't want it. They don't deserve the best. Can't financially, I verbally get it off my chest. Got the issue, the baby mama can find that. This is up and dying, the black love and evidence. Sacrificing raps for love, the best payment for. Around the bitch, rapping up higher, and it's fucked over. I don't kiss no ass, I kiss black ball. Tired of being happy, well, not exactly, not at all. Tired of being happy, I'm tired of drinking alcohol. Send all my demos, never getting a phone call. Why you not on BET? Everybody asking me, like the tickets up in me. Tired of feeling this way. Tired of writing songs about me. Everybody take my future break. Tired of doubting.
I'm tired of the
sound.
I'm tired of the
sound.
I'm tired of the
sound.
I'm tired of the sound.
I'm tired of the sound. I'm tired of just staying in bed all day, so, you know what I mean?
I'm tired of
you. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of being an outcast. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of getting my lock pieces. I'm wrong. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. Man, I'm wrong. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you.
I I'm gonna chase you out of Earth.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak to Maggie, please?
Hey, man.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fight with yesterday.
So?
And you stand
I didn't get to fight with her.
You're
sleeping up on behind my granddaughter from the star button in the back.
Yo, real talk it is. It's just wilding right quick. Real talk on WTDTA Radio. It's all about urban experience. It's all about these G's definitely holding it down, doing what they do. You are definitely locked into the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. The number is 347-934-0318. So all you got to do is press one on the dial if you definitely want to get in where you fit in. Real talk it is what it is. You know, so we got a lot of folks calling in, holding it down, doing what they do. And because of that, you know, this is the reason why we're the fastest growing venue in the game today. It ain't got nothing to do with J Dog, B Double, Beanie Winnie. It's all about you, the artist, and yes, you, the fans, because we could not do it without y'all. So I'm going to send this one out to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Hello?
Hello? Definitely get in where you fit in. Now, real talk, because I'm going to give everybody a chance to definitely get their mind right, keep their rhymes tight. Y'all got some special guests that's going to be coming on the line. Real talk, it is what it is. So, yo, press one on the dial. I'll make you famous. Real talk, it is what it is. You know my number is 347-934-0318. This is, yo, you know what the day is. You know what the day is. Matter of fact, Rare Breed, tell them what the day is. So
Miss Rare Breed Mondays. If you didn't know, now you know.
Y'all know what it is, so y'all better get in where you fit in. We got some special guests going to be coming in on the line. We're going to give you a chance to get your mind right and keep it tight. Real talk, y'all already know what it is. We still here. They be like, be quiet, be quiet. We get quiet. And when they leave, we be talking to them. Real talk, it is what it is. Y'all already know what it is. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And, yo, I can't stress that enough. Matter of fact, I'm going to let my man Sheen take you there to join his call, Wonder Why. Yo, peep this. This is what's up. This is what's happening, man.
It's not a secret anymore. Cause we've been through that before. From tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand.
Like a bitch, feel as though we hustle on a date until you're rich. Why life feel like a sales pitch, a coffin and dismiss. To fall amongst the demons, gutting youngins like they fish. And moms was being ashamed, finding out I made you switch. But what the fuck you trying to get? I'm after money like a trick. My money's rough and hustling with a who I phone a tip. Or either shorty sticking many up, run your click. See, I found this game to make the youngin' shoot his brother quick. Make a real homie submit, store clerks sell outdated items, making youngin' sick for the profit. Why the devil got me by my dick? Heaven in me when I spit. Caught up in these money fits in a pit of rage. Trying to walk as easy as did I flip the bleed of evil. Got my soul on some real fucking quick. Get a hammer, jump a clip. Wonder why it came to this. I lost my mind at last. Society has caused a flip. As I walk past, begging hands got me feeling sick. Seeing how this world can change. Fighting, trying to stay the same. Money thoughts attack the brain. Battles of a mental strain. And yo, this money has an eye, but I'm peering through its window pane. Damn, my.
Still I can't let my guard down. For nothing but the money I don't know. Still I can't let my guard down. For nothing but the money I don't know.
Fuck is my mind. Lost in the days, pray towards the sun, it's like the clouds disobey. Trying to get through life, have a prince one day. But the way it's looking now, I feel that baby looking great. Yeah, I've seen him at the top, so I kept writing rhymes. Knowing I was far better than them bullshit lines. You forgetting life is short, we live it to the fullest. And I master what they try, so like I doubt that you can do with youngin'. I will always be far ahead of my city, yet they still love me, and I still love me. So I can never fall off, and look, I am for my people, ain't gonna never beat the cause. So I keep lifting weights, my lyrical dumbbell, while trying to make it out this
city desperate for hell. Won't see many cry, young and begging for help. They try to pray, but they better off begging themselves.
Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't owe. Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't owe.
Illuminati took form and was born from a Colombian faction. This is $1 bill, oh, and it can easily expose the truth told of deception. I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system.
Yo. Hey, dog, what up? Hey, who this is?
Who this is?
Hey, well, hey, what up, dog?
Huh?
Hey, dog, can I holler at you for a second, player?
Who is this?
Hey, check this out, dog. I ain't trying to be fun or bust your bubble or nothing, dog.
Who?
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. It's my girl over there, dog.
Who is this?
Hey, dog. It's my girl over there, man.
Huh?
Hey, dog. It's my girl over there, man. Hey, dog. I know. Tell her I love her, dog. I sleep over your crib, dog. What happened, though? I ain't trying to call your house with no mess or nothing, dog.
Hey, I believe you got the wrong number.
No, dog. Who this is? This male, dog.
Yeah.
I got the right number, dog. I found your number in her purse, dog. Hey, dog. Check this out.
Wait a minute. Who is your girl?
Lestine, dog.
Who?
Lestine, dog. You know my girl name, dog.
Lestine.
Hey, dog. Check this out. Tell my girl to come home, man.
I don't even know her, man.
Check, dog, I seen her in your car, dog.
In my car? I ain't even got no car.
Well, whoever car y'all was in, dog, this is all I need to know, Mib. Is you hitting the dog?
Hitting what, man?
My good dog.
No, homie, you got the wrong one.
No, dog, you the dude, dog.
No, he got the wrong woman.
You ever seen a dude in a green Cadillac riding up and down your screen?
Green Cadillac?
See, I see you, dawg. You don't be seeing me, dawg. My girl just straight up be disrespecting me, dawg. I ain't trying to have it, dawg. Tell her to come home, dawg.
No, man, I'm at my mama's house. I don't even know what's happening.
Chances are I live with my mama now, too, dawg.
I don't know what's happening, though. Who is this?
Dog.
You still ain't told me who you
was. Hey, dog. Hey, check this out, dog. And you tell me this. My girl got a tattoo up on her breasts. Dog, she got a nickname on it. Stank Booty.
Huh?
She got her nickname Stank Booty on her breast, dog.
I don't even know her.
Dog, you know my girl, dog.
I don't know no Celestine.
Dog, Celestine, put on the phone, dog.
There ain't nobody here with me, man.
Hey, dog,
I'm trying to
I ain't trying to be funny, call your mama there hot, but it's going to be me and you when I see you, dog. All
right.
Let me speak to your mama now.
She ain't him.
Dog, it's going to be me and you, dog. I'm going to put my foot so up your tail, your breath going to smell like shoe polish, dog. I'm going to get
right.
Dog.
That's right. That's right.
Uncle Melvin.
Uh-huh.
This is Rick.
What's happening? What's up? What up, boy? Legion of Legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Feels like giving up.
You made the biggest mistake you ever made.
No.
Trying to convince yourself you're coming back.
But you walked up out the door.
The truth is you can't put up with you
anymore.
Your heart's about to break. Cause you waited too late to get her back.
And now she's gone.
I can't make it, she's trying to get her back right. Couple of nights and she'll be home. But you're wrong, she's gone.
I gotta get my baby back.
Don't go. nights and she'll be home. But you're wrong, she's gone.
You gotta get my baby back. Don't go, don't go. Gotta get my baby back. Gotta get my baby back.
Coming to you live on WGDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, this Red Breed, you still riding with me, man? You still riding?
I'm here.
Are you still here? Okay, now what's
I'm,
up?
I'm here.
Hey, we're going to hold it down. We're going to let everybody know what's up, what's that. We're going to let them know where they're doing it at. Now, real talk, I think I got your special guest is definitely on the line. On WGDTA Radio. Now, before I bring them on, you know, tell us a little bit about our special guest we're going to have bless the airways on WGDTA Radio.
Man, I just want to let you know, man, I'm blessing y'all with some of my home team, you know, from the FLA, from Florida. You know what I'm saying? I always got to represent, you know, even though I'm in the Peach State right now, I'll always be citrusy. You feel me? But this
true.
Is LP Promotions, and he's pretty much going to give you a rundown of his company. And to be honest with you, I don't even remember how I met LP. Or how we came in contact with each other, but we're here now. He's proven to be possibly going to be a great asset to Miss Red Breed and my vision and my company vision and a couple other companies, and I'll let this, that, and the third. But I'll let him, you know, elaborate on that.
All right, real talk. Without further ado, we're going to go to the request line. I'm going to bring my man LT on WTDTA Radio. Your caller, the last 4 digits of your number is 6774. You're definitely on the flow with a little over 32,925 live callers calling in. 22 million in the queue doing what they do. Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio?
What they do, man? This is LT from LT Promotions. I'm just hollering at you, letting you know that we representing the FLA. You know what I mean? Miami Dolphins just went through a little swing, but we still holding it down here. What's happening?
Okay, man. I feel you. I feel you got a Dolphin fan in the building. I feel you, man. Yo, definitely blessed. Definitely happy on the air, holding it down, doing what they do. Now, you know what I'm saying? Your girl, Miss Red Breed, you know what I'm saying? But definitely tell us a little bit about you. But, man, only you can do what you do. So you need to tell the world what's up, what's happening. We need to know where you're doing it at. So, man, tell us, you know, a little bit about, you know, definitely coming in the game, holding it down. A lot of the different things that you're working on in terms of different projects and how we can get more exclusive content from you.
Yeah, well, this LT Promotion, you know what I mean? My name is Lieutenant. Also, I just wanted to check y'all in and let y'all know, you know what I mean? Since y'all doing the exclusive, I got my DJ on, DJ Naked Juice. He on the line just as well. You know what I mean? I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Entertainment. You keep saying that. Well, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, you know
okay.
what I mean? Also, you know, End Time Entertainment, you know what I mean? That's what he represents. Also, we doing Poly Cloudy Entertainment. Also, we got the Funk Down Radio also coming to school in a few times. So we're going to link up and patch up, and you're going to have a brother station down here that we're going to do big things as well. So, you know, I'm going to let him speak as well so he can hear his voice as well.
Okay. I was up.
Hello?
Somebody's phone rang.
Yo, what's up?
Yo,
what up?
Yo, so, but I'm going to just let you know what I mean? We definitely going to try to put things down. I think he had to disconnect because he was doing a little homework with his kids. But at the same time, you know, we're doing a lot of things with fellow from Dump Riders as well as, you know, Hood Fellas. We also doing our things with Poor Boy Records with Billy Blue. We also doing some other things as well as with some other record deals and some other companies that we're doing big down here. We just did a venue with the city of Opa-locka, and we did a venue for the mayor of the city of Opa-locka, and we did something for the kids. Hot 105 showed up, which is one of the big radio stations down here, and gave us much love and much respect as far as what we did as far as the venue. So right now we're doing a lot of things for the kids momentarily, but as far as our deals, as far as the record industry itself, you know what I mean, it's going to be in the future as far as coming 2012, January start, you know.
Okay, that was up. Definitely sounds like a powerful movement. Definitely like sounds like you guys definitely got it going on, holding it down. Real talk, Florida's definitely in the building, definitely recognizing and representing all at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I hear you talk about, you know, a lot of different venues, a lot of different artists that you work with, you know, so pretty much it's safe to say you guys are, what, in terms of genre of music, are you guys more hip-hop based and R&B based, and you kind of do some of everything? Tell us a little bit about the type of genre of music that you guys really produce and promote.
Well, as far as our venue, you know what I mean, we're across the board. We also mess with AJ the General, R&B, you know what I mean. We also got a female artist that's out of Houston, Texas. Her name is Lady Dawn. We also mess with an R&B female that's out of Atlanta, Georgia, you know, the Peach State. Her name is Lady King. She's doing a little R&B thing through the ATL. We also doing little venues with a little marketing personality that we doing right now as far as, you know, comedy, as far as, you know what I mean, young talent is that. And it's a lot of things that we're doing across the board that, you know what I mean, a lot of people's not touching into, and they're really not putting the venue or the time and effort into it in order for them, you know what I mean, to be prosperous. You know, a lot of these people out here are looking for, you know what I mean, little something to do, and a lot of these big industries and big record companies are not looking for these little venues, and they're going for the big market, while the small market is much broader than what they really think, you know what I mean? And they got a lot of opportunities out here that we grasping on, and they understand that we're trying to bring reality instead of talking, you know what I mean? We're putting the movement together. We walking, we doing our own footwork, you know what I mean? So they can see that, you know what I mean, we're behind our movement and making sure that everything is coming as one. You know, right now we're doing a little project with an artist that you may have heard of. His name, Low Boy. He did something with Rick Ross. He came out and did, you know, a big venue, but right now we're going to do his mix release tape, so we just waiting on him to bring that fire, that's all.
All right, well, hey, definitely sound like you guys are definitely in the right place at the right time. You know, anytime I hear a group, artists, for that matter, that's definitely all about the movement, giving back to the community, holding it down, giving some realness. The key word, you said realness, my brother, real talk, because, yo, the game needs real artists doing real music. Now, I ain't putting nobody on blast, and you know what I'm saying, but y'all know what I'm finna say. I always say it every day. You know, it's a lot of bullshit on mainstream radio. It's a lot of bullshit out there. Saying. So real talk, it's time out for the bullshit. It's time for the real shit. That's just how I feel. I don't think I'm the only one to feel that way. So you know what I'm saying? So long as you're doing real music, WTDTA Radio, we ain't going nowhere. So, you know, that's definitely a breath of fresh air, letting everybody know what's up, what's happening, holding it down, doing what they do, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yo, you got my interest. You got my eyebrows raised. So real talk, man, you know, we would love to see if we can get some of your content in and see if we can definitely bless these fans with what you got popping off, man. So, you know, we might need to make a little something happen. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You got Miss Rare Breed in your hip pocket. So, you know what I'm saying? She'll definitely, you know, let you know what's good and what's happening, you know. We're all about helping local artists. You know what I'm saying? Letting local artists get an opportunity to be seen as well as heard. 22 million fans cannot be wrong. You know what I'm saying? And they deserve and they want an alternative. This is why we're in existence. So as long as you guys keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. So real talk, yo, Playboy, tell the folks how they can definitely get at you. You know what I'm saying? Let them know where the social site's at, where they can definitely catch the downloads, the videos, the whole nine yards, and what you guys got popping off, man, so we can definitely let them know what's up, what's good.
Okay, well, they can definitely hit me up, LT Promotions at 305-331-6774. That's 305-331-6774. Also, you can get in contact with my DJ, which is DJ Naked Juice at End Time Entertainment, Funk Down DJs. His telephone number is 786-506-2011. That's 786-506-2011. You can also reach us at LT End Time Entertainment at AOL.com. Also, you can reach us at Butler End Time LOL.com. You also can reach us on End Time Underground at Yahoo. You can see our whole video and footage of what we did as far as the 70s venture, as far as all the little kids, as far as the football players. You can see us definitely That's on End Time Underground at YouTube. And if you ain't get the number, that's 305-331-6774. That's LT Promotions, and also DJ Naked Juice at 786-506-2011. End Time Entertainment, Funk Down Radio. I want to give a shout out to my female in charge, Ms. Rare Breed. Also, shout out to EMS, you know what I mean? And also, I want to give a shout out to my homeboys down here in Florida, you know, Dolphins, we're going to represent. Also, I want to give a shout out to Third Rock VIP. Also, want to give a shout out to Essentials Media Solutions. I finally got it right and put it together, you feel me? So, Ms. Reverie, okay. You see, I definitely get everything popping and clacking. So, you know, that's how we do. This Lieutenant.
Real talk, my man, Lieutenant LT, yo, holding it down, doing what they do. Florida's definitely in the building. Like I told you, man, yo, it is what it is. We're holding it down. We're definitely doing what they do. So, man, yo, LT, I want you to stick around for just a second, man, because we got plenty of good shit that we're going to definitely drop on you and want to let everybody know what's up and what's happening. So, man, you already know what you got to do. You just got to ride the wave, man, because, yo, we got some stuff that you done heard before. We got some stuff you ain't never heard before. And only you on Where They Do That Radio, you're going to hear some of the hottest and the hardest working artists in the game doing what they do. That's changing the game, spitting the flame, all at the same time. So you already know what you got to do, man. Just ride the wave, hold the line. We're going to do what we do, man. Real talk. Y'all already know this. I'm going to take one more call. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to see what you're doing there, because this is an experience like never before, where we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 2540. 2540. You know what it is. Real talk. You're definitely locked in live on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checked in, man? Who we got checking in?
What it do, man? All the money making. I'm talking back. We pay for the crowd.
I know what you're talking about. What's up? Where you been, homeboy? Man, we've been looking for you, man. Hey, boy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, real talk. We got that content flying out off the chain up in this thing, holding it down, man. Well, what's up? What's been good with Southpaw the Money Maker?
Man, cool and shit, doing this little league thing, man. School back in with my kids. And in between that, I've still been dropping shit, man, working on another project like always. New Face of the South. I just got to finish mixing that thing down and working on these hurt feelings, that fucking with the in crowd. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my nigga Young Caution, Ohio in this thing. My nigga OPT Jr., motherfucking Charlotte, North Carolina. My nigga Columbus, Georgia, Mr. Sir. Motherfucking Whopper, ATL, man. My nigga Shug, ATL, man. We finna put this thing together, man. We got a big project. We all coming together on the in crowd, man. Y'all be looking for that shit, man. We finna do it, man. Just really just laying back, man, trying to lay low, man. It's so monkey around my town right now, man. Hey, niggas dropping like flies around here, bro.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's going around. It is what it is. You know, that's the nature of the beast, man. You know, hey, that's why we got to keep our eyes and ears glued. Be wide open, man, because you know what I'm saying? It's a battlefield out there. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. We got to pay attention.
Man,
we got to be
like we done had about 20 murders, like, this year, man. And, like, the state of Tennessee, man, like, straight up, Tennessee ain't a big state as is. You feel me? So, check, like, it's about the fourth largest city in the state, whatnot, man. Like, probably about 20, 25 minutes between everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
like real talk, man. And so on the average for us, bro, that's somebody getting murdered. One nigga get killed around here every other week.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Somebody getting bust around here, man.
Yeah.
Not to count all the shit when niggas get bust but don't die. You know what I'm saying?
True. You know, it's a lot of, in other words, it's a lot of violence. There's a lot of disturbance. There's a lot of
shit. And I'm talking about hitting and shit, though. Like, little dude got killed today. Some old ladies was arguing, and they say his mama called him to come up to, boom, he done got killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other night, man, this chick shot her old man in the head. You feel me? They just got married, bro, like a month ago.
Man, married a month
like,
ago, man. Man,
it's,
yeah,
it's
that's
wild around here, man. Like, man. Like, man, you can't trust the Sunday school teacher either.
Well, you know you're right. Now, these are the signs of the time, man. This is what we're talking about with today. It's the day campaign, man. The signs of the times are all around you, man. You got to pay attention to what's going on in your culture.
Oh, yeah, man. They got, like around here, they got this paper they put out. So everybody who went to jail for the past
uh-huh.
week, you know what I'm saying, the busted paper. I don't know if they doing it anywhere else or not. But, yeah, nigga, they got punk-ass niggas in there, man, like for prostitution and shit, you know what I'm saying? These niggas dress like bitches and shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck is the world coming to? You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all gonna tell you what's crazy about that gay shit, bruh, like, they tell us to accept this, you know what I'm saying? Like, now it's okay to be gay, you feel me? That shit crazy, right? Like, all of a sudden, this preacher's just preaching this gay, this openly gay preachers, they got gay rights and all this. I mean, that shit wild to me, but they locking niggas up for incest. Like, if it's a crime to fuck your own family, it should be a crime to fuck the same sex. I'm just saying. Like, you shouldn't be able to get married. Like, man, they let some faggots down here, bro. And I say faggots because I have no love for punks. So you can take it how you want to. You cannot listen to my shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you. No way straight like that, man. You know what I'm saying? They done let some punks down here, though. Motherfucking adopt a little boy.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Like, you feel me? Like, who the fuck want to come home with to do two daddies and shit, man?
That's
he got to get, like the orphanage let the man adopt a child, man. 6-year-old little boy.
That's that confusing our youth, man. You know, you just hit the nail on the head on so many different issues just in that short period of time because, man, this is what the world is coming to. This is why. You got to pay attention to what's
going on, man. It's out of the world, man. And we think it's the times, and it's just the way the world is, man. That shit ain't right. And I tell folks all the time, you have to stay true to what you believe in and your values. Like, I don't fuck with punks. I don't speak to them because that's how we was raised. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't right, man. And I don't give a fuck who said it is, nigga. The way I believe it ain't right, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then these niggas, like my nigga Pimp C said, these niggas fucking up the pussy population because all these niggas punks and shit but want to put on like they real-ass niggas, so they fucking with niggas and hoes and all this shit out here, and that's why ain't no cure for it because no dick don't folks to be in no nigga ass. You hear me?
I mean, that's real. Yo, man, goddamn. Real talk, I'm just saying. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? God being Adam and Eve, not get Adam and Steve. Come on, man. Y'all
right.
Heard
already, man.
I'm going to get off.
Nigga crazy, man. That shit sick, man. Then my thing is, nigga, if you going to be a punk, nigga, be a punk. Nigga, leave pussy all the way long, nigga.
Just get out the way.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, like niggas know they gay as shit. But get somebody pregnant. Or these hoes know they with the shit, but to have a baby, they want to go get with a bitch that look just like a nigga. If you want a bitch that look like a nigga, get a nigga.
Yeah, folks, right.
You ain't gay, you retarded. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gay, you retarded, man. That shit is a mental thing, man. You fucked up in the 80s. You go get a bitch with a plastic dick that look like a nigga instead of just getting a real one. That's like me buying a Power Wheel instead of a real Mustang, and I'm 30 years old. You hear me? That shit ain't corny. That's retarded, man.
Yo, real talk.
Like,
yo,
like straight up, pussy ain't shit without dick, man. That's why they use them scraps. You feel me? You still want dick in your life, so get some dick.
Yo, but that's real. I mean, yo, stop off, man. You know, I'm going to be in mad trouble tomorrow, but, yo, it's all good. Yo, because that's
man,
real
shit. Hey, you know, I can't do nothing but keep it all the way real, man. Like, there's a lot of shit I see that's fucked up that bothers me because the shit makes simple sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's simple sense, man. Like, I don't understand that shit, and I think the shit is a fucking mental condition, but the government won't diagnose it because they're going to have to give all these crazy gay motherfucking checks, man. You know what I'm saying? Like how a nigga in the bus to pay for prostitution, bro? This nigga got a wig on and makeup and shit. Who the fuck buying this nigga, man? Who paying this nigga, man? You know what I'm saying?
If you
want some booty hole that bad, nigga, women got booty holes. So you just got to be fucked up in the head, man.
Yo, got to be something wrong with
you. You buying a nigga with a dress on. What kind of nigga is you, man? And you know it. It ain't like he tricking you. You know it. You know exactly what you're paying for.
Okay, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. That's bullshit. I'm telling you that. First off, you already know what it is, man. Real talk.
Yeah, hey, man, but just, you know, for my city right now, man, a lot of shit going on, man. So if you can, run at what I've seen in my life, because I'm just blessed and glad to be out here, man. Like, with all this shit going on around me, man, and just dealing with everyday life and struggles, and just blessed to have my sanity, my independent thinking, my drive, my ambition. You know what I'm saying? You can still be humble at the same time, man. Like right now, it's something I ain't done in a long time, man. I'm patting myself on the back, man. You hear me?
Okay.
And taking hats off to myself, man, because I'm transitioning, I'm evolving as an artist, as a man, as a father, in so many ways, man. Where it's like, nigga, by the time I'm done, bro, hey, I'm going to be the greatest thing since Jesus, man, straight like that, man. Niggas going to be talking about me 100 years from now, man.
You go. That's what I want to hear, man. Real talk. Y'all already know it, but your softball, I got you, man. Real talk. The joint is called What I've Seen in My Life. But, man, we've seen a lot of shit. I told you, man, America, wake the fuck up. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame, bringing the pain, all at the same time. You already know what it is. Y'all know my number. Y'all better dial the number because you just might learn something. Holla at your boy.
What I've seen in my life, what I've seen in my life.
Oh, Yeah, I think you're so strong. used to watch you in the mirror back when you was the fall. You all the stress, used to vex, never flexing the small. With a king that was born, pop the G-E-N-I-U-S. And your mother is a queen, but you stress. And Jigga said the regrets. If I recall, y'all get mad with your shit. Maybe you were Rex in the fictional talk, but ain't this some shit? Ain't gonna make you wanna clear the coast. You take a jump with a drunk nigga, only cause you drove heaven's broke. As the law try to reach for your hand, and the devil puts your gun in the chair. And you know you take it fair. Chances are you check six in a rip, going out like business shit, or pop sexual. I can't believe you let your family down. Why you tell me stuff and then get around? And the boys you just have to drag show, you stop the limit, motherfucker. You get up and up, grab it for air. You scrub like some of this silly motherfucker. I see the world too, and you lose your soul. And you still motherfucker. I know I said I'm even acting, but you're not the same. You this nigga that I need to play the game. The industry cannot the hustle, but I'm focused, man. And I don't see no niggas get it.
on the critics, offering up their free advice. Why do they think that I would leave you because of their silly lies? Here come the critics who want to turn me off. Why do they think that I would care about anything that they talk? You are my blessing, that's all they have to know. The more they keep chatting, my love is gonna love you all. My blessing, and they don't have to lie for all your love's about. No, no, you are my blessing, and they don't have to know. The more they keep chatting, my love is gonna love you all. My blessing, and they don't have to give us no care and to love. No, no.
Real talk, this is where they do that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, the national artists that are changing the game. All you got to do is press the dial, which is 347-934-0318, to definitely get in where you fit in. Now, real talk, you know, so I got some very interesting news for all my hip-hop fans, for all my music fans out there. Now, I thought this was very interesting. It actually comes in from the Associated Press, South Africa. It says, South Africa rules against a youth leader for hate speech. It says, a black man who leads a youth wing of South Africa governing party has no right. Listen to this. I didn't write this, so don't just follow me. A black man who leads a youth wing of the South African governing party has no right to sing a song some whites find offensive, a judge said on Monday. Judge Colin Lamont went further to AFRA, which is African Forum, the white rights group that brought the hate speech suit. And I'm going to back up and sum this up. You have a group of white people that's suing a black singer for singing a song that offends white people. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me, America. Real talk. Real talk. All right. Judge Colin Lamont went further than the African Forum, the white rights group that brought the hate speech suit. He demanded by saying that all South Africans, not only Julius Malema, should refrain from singing Shoot the Boer. That's the name of the song. Under the ruling, criminal cases can now be brought against those who sing the song or quote its lyrics. That's interesting. So let me get this right. So my man Julius is being sued because he wrote a song that offends some white folks in South Africa. Wow. That's some major shit. All I'm trying to say is, yo, I wonder, is this going to be something that they're going to be doing here in America pretty soon? You know, when you write a song that offends a group of people, you're going to be brought into court? I mean, let's think about it. Do we have any cases of that where people have actually been sued because they wrote a song that was offensive? Oh, no. I'm going to check this out. I'm just going to check it. Matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can find this joint to see what's got all the white folks in South Africa so upset. Real talk, maybe we need to play it on where they do that radio. I'm just saying. I want to know. Real talk, yo, V-Dub. I got to find my girl, V-Dub. V-Dub, you out there, man?
Yeah.
How you doing, sweetheart? Man, how you feeling, first of all?
Oh, a lot better. Thank you for asking. I was just laughing because somebody's occupation on Facebook is disabled Social Security Disability Income recipient.
They did what?
I said that somebody's employer or occupation on their status on Facebook is disabled Social Security Disability Income recipient. So I was just laughing at that. People put some funny stuff.
Hey, man, they make you work for that check, shawty. They make you work for it.
I feel you. I feel you now. So it was just funny when I seen that. But, yes, I am feeling a lot better. Yeah, so what's going on?
Man, what's going on? We got some white folks in South Africa that's suing a brother, man, because they wrote some songs that offended them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's like, the song is called Shoot the Boy. Damn it. Y'all want to hear it? Here it go. I'm going to find that shit right now. I'm going to find that song. We ought to hear that shit. But, yo, they taking dudes in court. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, because Monday's ruling comes 4 months after the hearing of Malema's hate speech trial that were broadcast live on national television. The court case is set from Malema's ongoing African National Congress disciplinary hearing, which also has drawn wide attention. While Monday's judgment could be seen as a setback for the embattled Malema, which is the artist, the lightning rod figure might use it to rally support from South Africans who see Shoot the Boy as part of the heritage of the anti-apartheid heritage movement. Boer means farmer in the language of South Africa, Dutch descendants known as Afrikaners, let me get it right, and is broadly used to refer to whites in general and Afrikaners in particular. So all I'm saying is, man, he wrote a song that made Whitey feel a little uncomfortable. Whitey should have been uncomfortable being in South Africa to start with, but that's a whole nother show. Mm. But I'm just saying. You know what? How much shit I hear that offends me? Maybe I need to try that shit here, man. You know how much shit I hear that offends me? Mm. I hear a lot. I mean, Peter, come on now. You don't heard some shit that offended you. You being a black female. Come on. You don't heard some shit on the radio that's like, this is fucking offensive.
Yeah.
No, I never thought about writing your local congressman and taking my court. Because, you know, at least what we're told, we're supposed to have some sort of freedom of, what is it, freedom of speech? And, you know what they say? I'm just saying, it's interesting. Shoot the Boy. Damn it, I want to hear Shoot the Boy. Damn, anything that's got Whitey that upset where they got his brother in court, I want to hear it. Damn it. Real talk. We're going to find it before the night is done. Real talk. I mean, just your thoughts. Your thoughts on just that.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know whether I have a thought on it.
Man, how do you think this brother, and he's a musician, he's an artist, man. Do you think he should be brought to court because he wrote a song that offended people?
Yeah, in America.
Well, I mean, he ain't in America. I mean, I'm saying worldwide. We ain't going to put the brother in South Africa. We just going to say, worldwide, do you think artists should be brought to justice for writing songs that offend people? That's just an
I don't think so. Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying, because you know what? It's like, ain't the whole reason for doing music is to express yourself? So if you're unpleased with something, you're going to speak out on it? Because, I mean, it's kind of like, I'm just saying, this is the first court case I've seen of this magnitude in Johannesburg. See, if Johannesburg, black man in court because offended white man, I have a problem with that whole phrase. I have a, it ain't even about the fucking song no more. It's like, I'm offended that they in Johannesburg and got this much clout. I'm offended at that.
Mm.
I'm just saying, I say, well, we're going to go to the call line. We're going to see what happens. Somebody got to tell me, you know, maybe I missed the point. Maybe I missed the point. You know, maybe I'm making too much out of it. I don't know. I'm just saying. Shit kind of struck me as weird. You know, real talk. It is what it is. Yo, let's just see what the call is. I'm dying to hear this. Let's see what's happening. Yo, caller, last one in your number is 5610. You just locked in live to WGTA. Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, Jay? It's Legion.
Hey, what's up, Legion? Holding it down, doing what they do, man. I'm trying to download this song, Shoot the Boy. I'm that shit intrigued the fuck out of me, man. I'm sorry. That's like, wow. Brother,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because, I mean, come on now. Now, I'm pretty sure you done heard some shit that somebody done in a song that was offensive.
I can hear you cutting in now.
Okay. Step to the mic. All right. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you as an artist have heard some music before that done probably offended you somewhere. You know, you might not just been, you know, you ain't decided to take this motherfucker to court, but you know, like, you might have felt it was inappropriate. The biggest problem I have with it is that worry. Why? Not my words. I promise you, I didn't write this shit. This is from the Associated Press. There's a group in South Africa, in Johannesburg, that took artists to because he wrote a song. I'm trying to figure out what part of the song is more I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm offended that there's white folks that got this much control in Johannesburg.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Yeah, I'm upset that this shit made Associated Press, and they got my brother flashing on this screen, like this is what the fuck is up. Like they trying to tell me something supremely, like, you know, what the fuck, you know. I'm just saying, man. When double A eating, man. Man, somebody call them brothers, man. Black Panthers, somebody. Somebody need to go down there and regulate that shit. I'm just saying. Yo, I'm wilding, but yo, real talk. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm almost going to say this. So, Paul, Lee, you ever wrote a song you felt you might have offended someone?
Nah. I push whatever it is that I feel that the point I want to get across, but I try to generalize it so much to where it never really offends anybody.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it intrigues me to want to hear this song. This is a hell of a campaign. I'm just saying, hell, if you're an artist and you pull this shit off, man, yo, this shit's going to be worldwide because, yo, motherfuckers want to
hear it. Yeah, I
want to
hear it, though.
Yeah, I want to hear this shit. That's what I'm talking about. Real talk, way to go, man. Yo, I'm just saying, maybe it could be a marketing campaign. I'm just saying. Real talk it is with it. But, yo, I got a lot of Legion of Legend fans out there holding up, man. So, what you want to let them fans know, bro?
Man, I just sent you a record, man. It's called Never Forgotten. One of my closest homies, like my bro, he passed away a couple of weeks ago, you know, due to some bullshit violence out there and just getting caught up in the wrong association, you know. And a good-hearted dude, man. I always like to help people. And that's what actually got him in the situation he was in, you know, actually helping somebody else. So, you know, if you get the chance, man, it should be in your emails. Called Never Forgotten, and you know, you're just gonna hear a lot of, you know, a lot of truth in it, a lot of, you know, passion. You know, as my homie. So, outside of, you know, regular music coming and the tours and everything like that, you know. Everything's pretty much same.
Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? It's about the realness, man. It is weird, but definitely, man. I'm scanning the email right now. I'm going to definitely get this joint in rotation for you, man. Real talk. It is what it is. You know, my man Sapa was just on earlier talking about the same thing.
Yeah, he was on point, man. Shout out to Sapa. He was on point, man. And whoever, I can't agree with watching awards anymore, man. We need more real people, like real realness, real rawness at the award shows, man. I remember back in the day, like when it was like tension at award shows, and you know, not to glorify the fact that, you know, you might have this person disagreeing or fighting or boxing or arguing with this next person, you know, at the shows or whatnot. You still want to conduct yourself in a business manner, but you have to respect the fact that people were really raw, you know, back then, and they had their own feel, and they had their own attention, their own affiliations and stuff. And now it's just everybody's under this one big umbrella, and this leggings stuff, man. I don't agree with it.
I can't agree with it either. Hell, I find that offensive. But, you know, maybe I can get along.
But, I mean, that's what they're putting out there for the, you know, for the for the kids to really take into and to soak up, man. So that you know, some got to be done about that. And, you know, they not gonna change because that's what they decided to do. So we really need to bring the raw back to hip hop.
Exactly. We need
music
to bring
in the physical appearance, the just opinions, being outspoken, well spoken and outspoken. You know, it don't even matter. We need that raw back.
We need the realness. Like I told you, man, the industry needs you guys, man. They need the realness. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. You just definitely said a mouthful, man. Yo, real talk. Hey, this one I'm going to do, man. I'm going to definitely get that joint. Which email you sent it to? GamerZone or where they do that radio? Which one you sent it to?
GamerZone.
All right, I'm going to check it. Definitely get it up in here, see what's up, see what's happening. Real talk. I'm definitely running that for you, homie, man. Real talk, man. When you make great music, yo, they live on. They become immortal, man. So as long as we keep doing what we do, we definitely hold them up and we definitely, you know, keep the movements on, man. But definitely, you're right. We keep realness. Hold on right quick. People of the world, we want to see where everybody's from. That's my man said some real shit just then, man. We need more realness in the game. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's like a lot of the shit that we see is that fairy tale, watered down. I mean, V-Dub, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're a hip-hop head like I am, man. I'm a little older. I'm going to put it out. I'm going to put my whole age out. I'm a little older than you. But you know what I'm saying? You kind of feel what Legion was saying, right? You know what I'm saying? It was.
I missed the source.
Oh,
Source Wars was
this
shit. Point blank period. Source. Raw, uncut. Niggas did and said what they wanted to do. If it was a beef going on, it was real. Front and center. You decided. You know what I'm saying? It was up to you. It wasn't a bunch of media pushing ideas on you. If you roll with this side, that's what you chose. If you was with this side, that's what you chose. Now, they sell beef. You know, like...
Oh.
Unrealistic beef. Like, who cares that y'all beefing about that? What does it matter?
You beefing because your limo driver got a Rolex this week and, you know.
Right. And you beefing and you a whole commercial. Your whole image is something that's a collage, that's a put-together gimmick, you know? So, I don't know.
It's some transparent watered-down bullshit.
A waste of everybody's airtime.
I ain't lying, but that bougie bullshit that you be sitting there like, how the fuck did I get to this point where I'm watching and listening to this shit? Somebody shoot me now. But for real, I'll be like, man, I'll be in traffic, and if I have to listen to syndication, I'll be in the car like somebody shoot me now. Shoot me,
right.
Please. God damn, don't play this shit.
Please.
I'm for real. So it's like, man, that spell don't work. I mean, all of us ain't sleep. You know, real talk. Speaking of that, I got to bring my man Corey the Hitman on, man, because he's going to definitely hit you with some real shit, too. But definitely, real talk. All of us ain't sleep. So, you know, I'm for real. I mean, I'm going to show you how crazy shit is, right? But then I'm going to bring my man on right quick, and we're gonna keep this shit moving. I'm going to show you how crazy shit is. I remember. You remember V-Dub when Crump Music first jumped off in the club, the Crump shit, the Lil Jon, the Yeah, the Fight the Club music type shit?
Yeah, Tear the Club Up, that's what, 3-6 Mafia, then Lil Jon came with the Crump music, yeah, I remember.
All right, now you remember, I'm just saying, now, I'm a dude, I'm an old school dude, I used to go to the club, and when I went to the club, I went to the club to fucking club, I went to the club to dance with the ladies and have a good fucking time, I wasn't studying other niggas. I wasn't trying to fuck them niggas. I'm there to have a good goddamn time.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas now, just like my man Southpaw said, and it's so fucking, when I heard that song, man, I shit like brought fucking chills up my spine. Niggas now go to the club to worry about other niggas.
Yeah.
Niggas in the club all dressed up, mugging other niggas.
Mm-hmm.
That's some gay shit, dude. I'm sorry.
That's
Troy
said it. Come to the club just to fight.
Yeah, you go to the club just to motherfucking fight, man. What the fuck is that? But see, I'm just saying, shit done got flipped around and people, I'm just saying, I didn't never understand. Now, I ain't gonna lie, there was some fucking fight. You know, usually because you fucking with somebody else's girl or some stupid shit that you do when you get too high, too drunk, or having too good of a fucking time. But niggas took that shit to a whole other level where you will go to a club and 5 minutes after that shit jump off, they closing that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just had a birthday. She turned 18. And I remember before she turned 18, she went to an event. And you know what? This one was different. I remember when I was 16 or 15, we was going out, what the business was. You know, boys gonna be boys, girls gonna be girls. We know what the business is. What I'm trying to say is that the sad part of it now, when kids go out, they gotta worry about one, not fucking coming back because niggas is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is crazy. I mean, I'm just calling it like I see it. You know, so I'm not saying women are not as crazy as men. I'm just saying people in general are fucking crazy. And it's like niggas get wrapped up in all this bullshit that I'm talking about, like that fight music. I remember I went to a club one time and they were playing some fight music, and I saw a nigga, I shit you not, I saw a nigga, man. This nigga was in here drinking, popping off, having a good time. They started playing that crunk shit. This nigga, his whole fucking demeanor changed. He, like, turned into something, I mean, in, like, 2 seconds flat. He's having an intelligent conversation 1 minute. The crunk music comes on. Now this nigga over here choking out the next nigga because he kept on the shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, niggas is crazy now. I'm just saying, man, y'all better pay attention, man. I don't know. Call me old school, call me crazy. I'm just saying, real talk. Like my man Southpaw said, man, the shit I seen in my life, man, make me want to holler, man. It is what it is. This is what I'm finna do. I'm finna bring another G on the line. We're finna see what's up. We're finna see what's happening. We're finna see what you're doing to that, man, because it's real, man. It's real. Yo, caller, last 4 DDO number is 4963. What it be? You're definitely locked in live to WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Man, first thing first, I ain't going to spit a verse. Nobody's going to use profanity, never curse. A lot of these people on this radio show turning the women straight up, coochie turning hoe. Periods running dry, crusty with the blood. Homies getting stuck in positions, they stuck in mud. Quicksand, rather. This is off the top. Homie used pussy. You should just stop. And when it come to gays, niggas be the gayest. Talking about how gay people do. Nigga, you play yourself time. Put another man in a position that you in. Fuck, nigga, understand. I got a couple gay family members, so if you saying that again, motherfucker, you gonna end up with your life in my hands. This is the time for the real. This is the time for the truth. If you give a fuck about a nigga, then that nigga is you. I understand, I got a little bro. Not my little bro that called in. But my little brother, 13, he chose to dabble in sin. See, we didn't understand. My pops didn't either. So when we tried to show him titties, didn't like that neither. So he talked to me like 12 o'clock at night, trying to understand, you know, what the fuck he should do in his life. Tears all in his eyes, and I seen how my little brother had cried. And he asked me if he should be straight or gay, and I didn't know. I replied. So he kept on talking, you know, telling me the truth. So, you know, he told me how he didn't know what the fuck to do in his youth. So as I kept on talking, I understood he was gay. And everything to me is quite okay. So when it comes to these niggas who like to fuck other niggas, I don't give a fuck, nigga. And you shouldn't either. It figures that a lot of men do it. And it was back out in Rome. And I ain't no faggot ass nigga like, but shit hits back home. All of y'all niggas who gotta say something, y'all niggas is gay. So y'all take all of this time and all of this time to play. Y'all motherfuckers take all this time to say all this shit to come out your mouth about a nigga on dick. Y'all niggas got problems. Y'all got situations. Something wrong with y'all head. Y'all niggas is playing. And when it comes to this music, y'all should just be doing that. And when it comes to the real, y'all niggas ain't even spitting facts. Point blank period. Ain't nobody got a gun, because y'all would have did time like me. And all y'all niggas got sons. So first off, second off, and third of all y'all niggas is frauds. and don't let that shit make you fall. See, I can come off with the flow, or I can spit it like this, because either way, y'all going to listen. See, I don't give two shits, because y'all ain't biting my flow no more. Y'all going to have to bite this shit. And when you try to drop and go hard as gold, that ain't going to happen with this. So take this fucking flow, and take this shit right here, and try to record a track. I'm a bottom like Tiz. I'm tired of little niggas talking. I'm tired of old heads too. I'm tired of niggas in the middle. It's a fuck you to all y'all little ass niggas. Like talk all that shit. This ain't for the gay topic. This ain't for all the other shit. This is simply for fraudulent niggas who posing this shit. I ain't flowing on this shit. I'm just speaking with this. And sometimes I like the rhyme. Sometimes I do. Maybe that was fraud, but no, nigga, this is true. Because the real pussy-ass nigga, the real fraudulent dude, is the motherfuckers who like to talk about others. The pussy lies in you.
Yo, real talk. Tell the world who we got checking in on WTDTA radio, man.
That's Mr. Sheeman. If you got a problem with me, you been had one with me. Check my name anywhere on Google. You can Google me, nigga. Find out who the fuck I am. I ain't had no problem with nobody. Once motherfuckers start saying little fraudulent ass shit, little fuck ass shit, grown ass men. I mean, that shit hit back home with me. You got a problem, man. You state that shit at home. Don't put that shit on the fucking airways. Like I said, I got a little brother who like that. I got an uncle who like that. That shit hit back home with me. And I defend mine. They ain't gonna be calling nobody no faggots. They ain't gonna be calling nobody no sissies. Because when it comes to a fight and when it comes to busting off, they going to kill a nigga for me. That don't mean shit. Y'all niggas got problems. Fuck all y'all niggas, man. Fuck everybody. For real. And this goes to anybody who got a motherfucking problem with me tonight. If you got something to say to me, lay a track down. I'm ready. I don't give a fuck no more. I'm tired of little niggas talking shit, man. Anybody who got something to say about J-Dog, I'm going to put a fucking bullet into you. I'm riding for all my niggas and shit. I'm going hard this year, and I'm getting a fucking Grammy. So when you see me on TV, nigga, I hope you still can't fucking stand me. Fuck everybody. Like I said, if y'all got a fucking problem with me, holla at me. If it was love for you, it still is. But if it was never none, it's a double fuck you to you. Cut all your fucking fingers off except for the middle one so you can do something to yourself. That's my new slogan, fucker. Holla at me, nigga.
Okay.
But on the other side of that, ain't a white man gonna tell me I can't fucking make no song against them if they was putting me in fucking apartheid and slavery. So fuck them too. I'm black, that's nigga. Fuck every other one.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm sitting here. I think I got one of the song itself. It's called Shoot the Boar. And I'm just saying, I'm sitting here reading. I mean, because they got a whole write-up on this thing. And this dude here, like I said, what offended me the most when I read this was the fact that they have that much. I mean, it's kind of like this. And I'm going to pose the same question to you. I'm pretty sure you have heard songs that have offended you, but you never thought about it in a capacity where, all right, if an artist put out a song that offends you, then maybe that's just how he feels. But for me to see it in Associated Press in Johannesburg, of a small, listen to what I'm saying, a small minority group having the balls and the gall to take this brother to court because he made a song that was offensive to them. That right there is like, it's tripped out, man. You know, they had this man up here for nearly 2.5 hours while they basically delivered this ruling against him. And it's like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of things, but this right here was kind of something that kind of, because when I first read it, I was like, maybe I'm reading it wrong. Now, this is in Africa. For y'all don't know, if y'all don't know y'all geography, Johannesburg is in Africa. South Africa. I'm just saying, you know, that's crazy. You know, and then for him to be brought to court, you know, they got pictures. I'm right here on, you know, they got pictures of people protesting in the street because they can't believe that this artist who made this song is being taken to court, being ridiculed in this manner.
Yeah, that's how it go, man. Those motherfuckers did that shit to John Lennon too. You ain't know about that. Man, they do shit to everybody who got something to say in this motherfucking country, man. And even if it's not in this country, man. Matter of fact, this whole world is just one big ass country, man. Y'all know about that shit, man.
Ego.
This whole world is one big ass country, man. This shit just broke the fuck up, man. This shit just eventually broke the fuck up with time, man. It's like them hoes who listen to Destiny's Child. They just broke the fuck up with time, man. Like them niggas who like listen to Boyz II Men, man. We just broke up with time, man. I mean, all your favorite rappers, we just all the groups that with us together, they just broke up with time. Same thing. Y'all niggas don't know y'all geography, man. This shit just broke up with time. A lot of niggas gotta start paying attention, man. Girl just sent me a text and said, give y'all niggas some knowledge. I mean, the fact is, a lot of niggas don't fucking listen. So you gotta talk to niggas a certain way. That's how my mom used to talk to me. She said, you ain't understanding shit, so I gotta talk to you a certain way. I mean, you don't understand shit when I talk to you politely, so I gotta talk to you a certain way. I mean, then she sit down and say, I love you, baby. But I got, well, fuck that. You know, you're not fucking listening. So for y'all, I love y'all niggas, but y'all not fucking listening. The simple fact, get in your fucking books, cause I'm 21. I keep fucking stating the fact, cause I want it to hurt when you hear a little nigga, a young nigga, spitting more fucking knowledge than y'all niggas, man. Stop talking about these fucking hoes. I told y'all this shit back in the day. Jay, sorry to get off subject one more time, but I told y'all niggas this shit back in the day when I was fucking 19, cause I stayed off the air till I was 21. Y'all niggas still ain't fucking listening. Stop talking about these hoes. Stop talking about these fucking clubs. Y'all ain't on no fucking syrup and no lean, nigga. Because if you was on syrup and lean, your shit be sounding like Soulja Boy, and you wouldn't be getting no play on where to fucking do that at, nigga. For real. That's a simple fact, nigga. Stop fucking talking about shit you don't do. You ain't killing niggas because you'd be in a fucking jail because they have caught your ass because you would have told on yourself. Stop talking about that shit if you ain't doing that shit. Nigga, stop talking about pussy if you ain't getting no pussy. Because if you get pussy, you don't talk about that shit, nigga. That's a real player move right there. You don't talk about pussy if you getting ass, nigga. That's real shit. Stop fucking faking. Stop being fucking fraudulent. Stop. Stop, nigga. Just fucking stop. Please.
That's
laughing. I'm dead ass serious, man. It's fucking stop. I'm pretty sure V-Dub's tired of hearing that shit. I'm pretty sure J Dog's tired of hearing that shit. I know Beanie Weenie tired of hearing that shit. I ain't heard Beanie Weenie in so fucking long. She went to the club. She at the club now. She said, fuck y'all niggas. Cause she know y'all niggas fucking fake, man. Jay put up with that shit cause he got real niggas like me, H, Legion, and all them other motherfuckers calling in. Corey, he got all them niggas calling in. So he know he got some real music to come on. I'm pretty sure Jay really tired of putting y'all fake ass shit on, man. Stop fucking speaking fake, man. Speak some real shit. And if you got something to say to me, nigga, hit me up on my personal pages. Nigga, hit me the fuck up. Don't say no shit under your fucking breath. Don't say no shit to J-Dog when I'm not calling. And I call him every fucking night and listen. So even if you do say something, nigga, I'm going to catch your ass. I'm going to punch your ass, nigga. I ain't even going to bite you. I'm going to fucking eat you, nigga. Try me, nigga. This is my fucking year, nigga. It's 2011. It's about to be 2012. And yeah, they said this shit was going to end. I'm going hard before this fucking world gone. And I told you 2012 don't mean shit, but they fucking up America. And we telling y'all niggas this shit every fucking day. And y'all still talking about hoes, money, cars, and clothes. Fuck that shit, nigga. Fuck that. Get y'all mind together, man. Get everything together right now.
That's right.
For real, man.
Right, because you don't have as much time as you think, man. Yo, it, you know, every party after a while has to end, man. You got to pay attention. I mean, again, I want to send a shout-out to all the folks that definitely rode out last night with the broadcast. You know what I'm saying? You know, good shout-out to my man Richard Brutner for making sure the satellite feed stayed intact. I am going to put it out there on the air. We did have, you know, a couple of instances. You know, they tried to shut the feed down because of the real
issue. Oh, yeah. I heard the beats and all that. I was like, whoa, these niggas ain't playing tonight.
Oh, yeah. So it's like real talk, man. You know, the realness, just like, you know, I heard somebody say earlier tonight, which was real, like my man LT that came on, you know, it's time to bring the realness back, man. You know, because the realness, that's what's missing, man. The thing about it is, man, if you don't, you know what I'm saying, if you talk or portray just one way and that's all that is left. I mean, when I said, you know, I literally be sitting in the car when I turn on syndication and I'll be like, somebody shoot me. I literally feel that way. I hear shit that I'll be like, I don't understand
But I do understand it, you know, because I work in it. But it's like this shit is crazy to me. It's like for some reason we are prone. And I ain't going to say we. I'm going to bring Corey on because, man, he's got a real good point he's going to definitely bring out tonight. Man, me and him had
hold on. Corey, holla at me, dog. Real shit. Fuck these niggas, man. Holla at Sheem, dog. Fuck these niggas, man. Stop doing songs with these fuck-ass niggas. Don't do no songs with nobody but New Sinatra, H.S., and them motherfuckers who really want some shit do in life, man. For real. Fuck these niggas, man. Do some music with some real-ass fucking niggas, man. Go ahead, Jay. Kill these niggas, man.
That's what's up. Real talk, man. Yo, my man Corey said real. I'm going to bring him on tonight, man, so he can just share something because we actually, you know, he turned me on to some shit that I kind of knew about, but he kind of, when he brought it full circle, it is what it is. You talking about the real. Let me see if I can bring my man on right quick. Yo, Corey the Hitman, you there, man?
Yeah, man, I'm here, yo.
Yo, what's good, man?
Yeah, what's good, yo? What's good, Shane?
What's good, baby? Show me, man.
Yeah, man, I definitely feel what you're saying, man. I've been listening. I had my number changed, so I didn't get a chance to come in, come on. But, yeah, man, all that, like, it's just real music needs to be coming out, man, because some people, you ran about some shit like, I hustled, I did this, like, oh, because you knew somebody around your way, but that's not you.
Right.
So it's like, you can't be ran about that, and then, I understand, like, you want to be a star, but you don't even know what a star is, like.
Okay.
Like, Jay know what a star is.
Exactly. You know, you see in my vocabulary, I try not to use that phrase too often. You know, I'll say that, you know, these artists are definitely, you know, changing the game, spitting the flame. I use certain slang because I don't want to send out. And speaking of wrong messages, speaking of sending out the wrong vibe, you know what I'm saying? From what we talked about last night, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of the listeners need to hear just, you know, from what we was talking about last night, this recent discovery that you actually stumbled upon and kind of, you know, we want to talk about the realness. We want to talk about the symbolism. We want to talk about what shit really means. A lot of folk really think they know what shit really means, but they really don't because they really did. They wouldn't use the shit the way they use it or say the shit the way they say it. But I can't really not.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I can't
like,
really not. Yeah.
But, I know what you mean. Like symbolism, like some people don't even know. Hold up. I got to read this down. All right. Oh yeah, like my cousin, he went down south for a family visit or whatever. I ain't go, but he came back, and when he came back, I noticed he was wearing the peace symbol. But the night before, I was up to like 5 because I found like this whole list of it's like. Lucifer's symbolism, like all these symbols, and that peace symbol is not really the peace symbol. Like people just think that's what it is because that's what they saw somewhere. They saw hippies and somebody wrote love under it, so people think that's what fucking means and shit. And it really don't.
That's right. It means the total opposite of peace. It means something.
Like you was
different.
talking about the Nazis. You brought up the Nazis last night on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy because, like, in D.C. they got a Holocaust Museum, right?
Uh-huh.
When people tell their story because, you know, America, you know, the land of the free. So people wanted to come over here after they went through what they went through with the Nazis. But they don't
right.
know that Rothschild funded the Nazis to go over there and invade. So who doing the cover-up?
That's right. So pretty much... 9/11 could be nothing more than just an ongoing story of something that's been done over and over and over again.
Yeah, they do sacrifices. So 9/11 is one, and it got to be public, just like JFK, because he wasn't a Mason. There was only two presidents that wasn't, and that was JFK and Lincoln. They both was assassinated, right?
That's right.
You got 9/11. You got Princess Diana, and it's crazy because she died on my birthday. So I used to like 13 because it mirrored August 31st. That's when she died. But I hate that shit now.
Yeah, because of knowing what it is. You know, the numbers 13, yeah. 3, and the 6, they, you know, certain numbers mean certain things, just like certain names mean certain things. Just to hit you over the head right quick, I want you to think about a lot of famous people with the name Michael. Michael is very symbolic, but we no longer... Exactly. You know, we no longer say, you know, we say Michael when it's actually Michael. If we really understood what Michael represented and what it was, we would look at things a little bit different. But if we're going to talk about it from a symbolic standpoint, like my man Corey is really laying down to you, the Michaels that we considered as stars, I'm going to use the word star, the fallen star, the S-T-A-R, you know what I'm saying? Ain't it ironic that we use stars to describe these artists, these people that we idolize? I'm using words that are definitely, this is what happens. We idolize, we worship them. We pretty much, you know, you say, well, what do you mean I'm fucking worshiping? Well, you know what? You know, hey, when your favorite star wears a certain color or a certain number and this, that, and the other, that's a form of idol worshiping, if you kind of look at it, because you kind of look at what we do. We parade them around in front of everyone. We hold them up on pedestals. We applaud their talent in such a way, not saying that we're all not just as talented as the person we're holding up. We just look at them a certain way in awe, as if they are above and beyond. We are.
Prime example, you could just, you know, everybody on this station is, you know, grown now, right?
That's right.
So it's like when you was young and you tried out for the basketball team, what shoes you bought?
That's right. That's right. You know, if you grew up in the 80s and the 90s, you got them Nikes, and, you know, you got them retro J's if you can afford them. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had Michael. Before it was Michael, we had Magic. You know what I'm saying? You know,
it's crazy because the point is, why was it so important you had Michael Jordan sneakers, right? It's not going to change you. It just wish
that's
you would
right.
use the it's shit if you had some J's on.
Right. If you had the J's,
you could probably jump in the air like Mike, you had some J's on, right?
And them J's, you really, really believe you can fucking fly. I'm just saying, it was just. I mean,
it did coincidentally. That's the song killed him, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the song. Yeah, you're right. That's the song that killed him. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Cat Williams did, you know, a special a while back, and he talked about this, but, you know, from a pimping standpoint, you know, he was like, you know, when he take his kids shopping, you know, so he let them try on the Jordans, and he let them run around, and he time them, and he let them go over here to JCPenney and put on the Batman. And, you know, he's like, you know, sit here, pimping, you know, we can get the Jordans, but you know what I'm saying, you 2 seconds faster than the Batmans. And you know what? You can get 10 pair of the Batmans for one price, you can get the Jordans. So he let his little nigga make a pimping decision. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to turn into a comedy show. What I'm trying to let you know is some real shit. We look at things a certain way, and we look at people a certain way. But what if these people that we're looking at a certain way ain't the way they supposed to be? But we are tricked. What do you mean we're tricked? Well, it's simple. I gave you the example last night of the glass and the water. The poison in the water, you know what I'm saying? If you saw me pour poison in that glass, there's no fucking way you would drink it. I don't care if I put Coca-Cola on it. I don't care if I put it in a 30-ounce bottle, told you it was Gatorade. It is what it is. Because what you fucking saw me do, I got to be one hell of a convincer to convince you to drink something that's going to kill you. You see me pull the cyanide out my pocket, turn it on the back, this is cyanide, put it in the water, said drink. You're not going to do it. At least I would think you would. What I was trying to say, though, if you'd never seen what I did to the water, or for that matter, maybe I used an illusion where, yeah, I put it under the tap, but maybe it wasn't water that was coming out the tap. Maybe it was cyanide coming out the tap. But because you believe the tap, you can be tricked. It's your perception. So you got to be careful. The perception is deep. We had this conversation, and you know what I'm saying? A man, Griff, opened it up on the air, you know, and that segment, that clip you guys heard last night is a live clip that was actually done. And since that clip, he's had several attempts on his life because the industry wants you to forget really what's being done. It's all right for us to talk about folks being killed of this, that, and the other. We show black-on-black crime. We see all this. It's all right. That's what they want us to focus on. They want us to be afraid. You know, this whole thing on terror is about control. But the minute you see past that shit is when they have a problem. So they got to bombard you with all these different things. And I'm gonna share, you know, one more with you, so you definitely really get the business. If the same people that you looked up and idolized and felt that they were the shit, two thumbs up, just saying that, was really not who you thought they were, it kind of makes you kind of think about, really, why the fuck am I? Why am I looking up to this person? This motherfucker's the biggest fuck up that I mean, what makes this person different? Well, you know, he's got this achievement. He's got that. He's done this. He's done that. You know, from a kid perspective, we look at shit a certain way. But after a while, we start to realize it goes a little bit different. But we still have to play this game. The point is, a lot of these folks that are in the limelight are in the limelight for a reason. And there's some that are so desperate to be in the limelight that they're willing to sell, literally, yes, literally sell their soul for it. So therefore, once they have sold the only thing they truly do own, then anything that they come in contact with is virtually worthless. So they have to live it up, yet they're unhappy. You ever wonder why a lot of folks with all this money, they got the lavish lifestyle. They go to places that people only dream of going and doing things only people can dream of doing, but yet they're so fucking unhappy. Why? Because
the whip being cracked.
That's right. That's right. The whip being cracked, they're being told to do shit that really ain't, you know, what it is. But, you know, I kind of look at shit now, and I kind of see certain folks that kind of don't give a fuck. I'm just going to say that, too. There's some people that say, fuck it, if I got to go out, I'm going to go out like this. And if I got to do this, then this is what I'm going to do. I think there's a lot of people that's being tricked, but I also think some folks that once they really realize really what it is, they choose it, which is sad to me. It's very sad. It's very, 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 very sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I had a homie of mine, you know, he's real big into tats and this, that, and the other. You know, he was like, yo, Jay, you need to get your tat, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. And I used to be really into it for a while. Then I thought about, all right, tell me again why we're getting a tat. Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? It's this, that, and the other. So I'm looking at all these tats that he got, right? And I'm studying. And so I saw this nigga had some Chinese writing on his neck. I'm gonna tell you about that in another time. I'm gonna tell you what that shit meant another time. But he had some Korean writing on his neck. He had these stars and he had these wings and he had all this stuff and he's giving me the whole scenario. Well, you know what I'm saying? This mean this and this mean that and blah blah blah. Woo woo woo.
That's and what you told. Like,
yeah, that's when I told him, like, yo, do you really know what that shit mean, dude? And you like the. That was what you really do. Don't